anniversary, I prayed it would go off. To never again experience the pain from the most debilitating loss I could ever imagine was a selling point. Each anniversary, I gave myself 2 tries. If it were meant to be, it would happen, I convinced myself. This time, there was a bonus. If I died, I would avoid dealing with questions I'd surely get tomorrow about why I left Sam at the altar, why I'm still Katie Hansen rather than Mrs. Katie Gallagher, questions I had no answer to. My instincts told me to run. I had no reason I could point to. Suicide worked for Mom. Why not me? At first, I hated her for it. But as time passed, my anger toward her turned to empathy. I lifted my piece out of my nightstand and removed every bullet but one. In a matter of moments, I would follow in Mom's footsteps 25 years to the day. The weight of the gun against my palm seemed heavier than normal. I'm sorry, Sam. I'm sorry, Vicky. Please forgive me. The sound of the spinning chamber filled the room. I wasn't aware I had raised my weapon until the coolness of the metal touched my temple. My finger squeezed the trigger without hesitation. Click. Then I placed the gun in my mouth and pulled the trigger. Click. A lump formed in my throat and tears threatened to spill over. My confidence in having it happen tonight plummeted. Why do I have to play this stupid game? Why can't I just shoot myself? I raised the gun again, but couldn't pull the trigger. Frustrated, I returned the gun to my nightstand, knocking over my bottle of sleeping pills. Drugs. I hadn't tried this method before. Perhaps the gun never went off because of Vicky. God was protecting my best friend. My brains, scattered on the ceiling, would be more than she could handle. I still have the image of the first gunshot suicide I worked as a cop. It never leaves you. Some of my closest friends were first responders. We were like family. Why would I traumatize my loved ones by making them see my head blow off? The pill suddenly had a more profound mission than erasing painful memories a measly 8 hours at a time. Instead, they would wipe them out forever. I clutched the prescription and headed to the kitchen to find something to wash them down with. A 1/5 of vodka on top of the refrigerator beckoned. I grabbed it and sat down at the table and turned on the radio for background noise. Spring Fever, an up-and-coming rock band, belted out, "Why not?" The words were a sign. Why not? There were a million reasons to end my life, but not a single reason not to. I decided to play quarters with a souvenir shot glass from Vegas. I clutched the quarter in my hand and took a deep breath. I moved the quarter between my thumb and forefinger and aimed at the glass. I released the quarter. The coin bounced off the table and missed the shot glass. Being a sole player, I modified the rules. I'd have to take a swig and a pill each time the quarter missed. After the first few shots, I lost most of the time. I consumed the pills within 5 minutes and downed the remaining vodka. Who knew you could go from sober to the advanced stages of inebriation in a matter of minutes? I kept a tight grip on the empty bottle and staggered to the bedroom. Holding the bottle was oddly soothing. At one point, I tipped to the right with my left foot hovering off the ground. My arms stretched out like an airplane's wings as an instinctive reaction to regain balance. I froze in place for a moment. Then, with no effort, I tipped to the left and righted myself. I tossed the empty bottle on the nightstand, collapsed onto the bed, then stretched my favorite quilt over me. The rose pattern and the worn softness from years of use were my favorite parts of the blanket. It wasn't handmade or passed down from generations past. All the same, I cherished it as if my great-great-grandmother made every stitch with love. And now it was my turn to have sweet dreams while tucked under its magical protection. The crisp air shot a biting chill down my spine. It was late in the evening, and the temperature was falling.